USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Just as the COVID-19 vaccine is close at hand, the U.S. is now averaging more than 1,300 deaths a day. That's the highest death toll since spring. The country has more than 254,000 deaths, the most in the world by far. Health experts are deeply afraid that holiday travel next week will fuel spread of the virus. Many states and cities are imposing near lockdowns or other restrictions. Kyle Rittenhouse may bail. The 17-year-old accused in the fatal shooting of two people in Kenosha, Wisconsin in late August was released from jail Friday after posting $2 million in bail. In Wisconsin, bail has to be paid in full in cash. Rittenhouse's attorney said the money came back from funds raised by an organization called Fight Back. According to the Washington Post, the group said on its website that its mission is to protect and defend constitutional rights. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 closed lower on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings, deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
New regulations have been introduced by the Trump administration to lower prices for prescriptions. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Among the new regulations is the elimination of the middleman called pharmacy benefit managers, who some claim reduce the price of prescriptions, while others say these people are making a fortune. Dr. Merrill Matthews is the resident scholar at the Dallas Area Institute for Policy Innovation.
There are middlemen there who negotiate with the pharmaceutical companies, negotiate big discounts, pass some of those discounts on to consumers and patients, but they keep a lot of that money, and he's trying to get that middleman out of there and pass those savings on to individuals.
When Mr. Trump took office, he said he was going to lower out-of-pocket expenses for Americans. I'm John Clemens.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is about to receive an International Emmy Award for his once-daily coronavirus briefings. It'll be presented to him on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
So why are liquor stores being allowed to stay open while schools are being closed amid the COVID-19 pandemic? We hear from an expert on that. The details from USA Radio's Tim Berg in the Phoenix Bureau.
Coronavirus is being spread by those who don't even know they're infected. That's a word from a top expert on the coronavirus White House task force team. Dr. Deborah Burke saying cases are coming from people gathering indoors who aren't showing symptoms. Burks also tells CNN there's a lot of mixed messages being sent when governors and mayors are closing down schools but keeping bars and liquor stores open.
I think the thing that confuses Americans, and I've heard this in the Rocky Mountain states, when we tell people that these masks prevent transmission, they're not perfect, but when we tell them they prevent transmission and then we close the spaces where people are 100% masked and leave open the spaces where the people are unmasked, which we know is a transmission area, that's confusing to the American people. I understand why it's confusing. They're like, okay, you said masks work, and I'm doing them here, and these spaces are safe, and you're closing my space and leaving open the spaces where people are on masks.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We have news for you anytime, anywhere, on demand at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.